Welcome to the jungle, a tremendous Friday to you. It's great to have you here. My name is Jim Rome, and I am broadcasting live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently with Quicken Loans. Nice to have you here. All right, getaway Friday. Actually, I'm not going anywhere at all. Next Friday is a getaway Friday. Gearing up for the Super Bowl in the ATL. Also a remote next week. We are in Torrey Pines for the Farmers Insurance Tourney. So we got a lot to get done. It's going to be a really busy next week. But let's make sure we end this week the right way. End this week strongly. Hit me up right now. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. We are open in hour number one. I've got three interviews on the second half. I've got the week that was. I've got the ATP. The best hour to get through is hour number one. It's going to be tougher. You've got championship weekend, NFC title game, AFC title game. I have thoughts on both of them. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter, please, at Jim Rome. And you know you can still email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitate.com. Great interview day. Starting off hour number two, I've got a 2019 NFL draft prospect. We try to get you as many draft prospects as we possibly can. Devin Bush Jr. is joining us. Former Michigan linebacker. That's at the top of hour number two. I'm going to chase that with, wait for it, Cleveland Browns head coach Freddie Kitchens. This really is for you. America's team is delivering America's coach to the jungle for the first time. As you might imagine, I'm pretty hyped on that. Freddie Kitchens coming up in hour number two. In hour number three, Bruce Feldman will be joining us. Alvy's week that was. I'm looking for one of you to step up with a big ATP. Let's start with some thoughts on the NFC title game. And I really want to get to Pats and Chiefs, and I will. But first, the NFC Championship game. Just when you thought the NFC Championship game had enough plot lines, none other than CJ Anderson comes busting through the door to shake things up. Don't get it twisted. I do not see this the same way you clones do. That is not some Kool-Aid man joke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. No, that's not me opening the door for hundreds of emails asking Alvy to unleash the achievement in obesity
fat,
sounder.
Fat.
I'm not going there. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. This is a dead serious, dead straight take. CJ Anderson is the man. CJ Manderson is not a punchline. Dude is Sean McVay's not-so-secret weapon. And if the Rams are going to walk into NOLA, punch the Saints in the mouth, and walk out with a ticket to the ATL, CJ Anderson is going to be a big reason why. Listen, this dude himself will straight up tell you that he is not in ideal playing shape. Dude had shut down the cardio for the rest of the season when the Raiders broke him off. He'll tell you that. Hell, he's not just here for your fat back jokes. He's telling fat back jokes himself. Here's what CJ told ESPN, and I quote, "I call myself fat back. We'll keep that going as long as this season goes. I think it's comedy. We're entertainers. Look, I'm 12 or 13 pounds overweight. I'm not going to lie about that. But I'm not overweight to the point where I can't play the game. As long as I'm still moving and doing the things I need to do, I'm okay being fat back." This is incredible. Awesome. As you know, one of the only rules of this particular show is no self-glossing. You do not give yourself gloss. This show gives you gloss. We give you gloss. I don't care if your boys call you the zookeeper.
The zookeeper.
Or the axe.
Actually, Romy, I'm known as the axe.
Or the bowling ball.
Call me the bowling ball here in Tampa.
Or Manny Cheeseburger.
Manny Cheeseburger over here.
Or a horse monkey.
Let's go with horse monkey.
Or mole doggy.
Mole doggy in NorCal, East Bay to be exact.
Don't give a damn about any of that. You see, here you're just Mark in Sacramento. Here you're just John in Detroit. No self-glossing. Unless you play in the NFL and you call yourself the fat back. Then it's fine. Then it's awesome. Then I do have a reason, in fact, to break out Alvin's glorious obesity achievement announcement. Did I get fat?
Are you?
Is anybody not fat?
Fat.
You see, if a guy that good is going to call himself the fatback, then it's all right. And as far as CJ saying that he's okay, trust me, he's better than that. He's much better than that. Let's be real right here. The Rams offense was not moving like the Rams offense coming down the stretch. Injuries were piling up. Jared Goff was struggling. Todd Gurley dinged and not piling up the yardage and the TDs like earlier in the season. I interrupt this thought. Flight Deck, what's up, dude? The Flight Deck's in the house on a Friday. What's up, Flight Deck?
Omaha!
Fathead!
Fat!
I haven't said hey to the Flight Deck. It's always a good day when he's here. Anyway, what I'm saying is the Rams offense was not looking like the Rams offense until the fatback showed up. Fat. And after putting up 54 points and 454 yards in that win against the Chiefs, the Rams went for just 344 yards against Matt Pat's Lions D. Only 214 yards against the Bears in Soldier Field. Then they got punked at home by Nick Foles and the Eagles. However, then they brought CJ in. The offense immediately changed. 167 yards and a score against the Cards. 132 and another TD against the Niners. And just one when you want to accuse him of padding stats and piling up numbers against scrubs, my man goes out and absolutely puts it on the Cowboys. 23 carries, 123 yards, straight up shredded the Dallas defense. So the dude that Chunk Gruden signed and cut within a week, less than a month earlier, was getting the ball on fourth and goal from the one with Sean McVay looking to land that kill shot. And CJ was delivering it better than my man, John Wick.
Goff under center, turns left, gives to Anderson, and he puts it in the paint. Touchdown, LA! CJ Anderson powers through the left side.
Understand what that is, all right? That's not just some fat guy, and they had nothing better to do. That's not some gimmick. Listen, there was no chart that told Sean McVay to go for the throat. Hell, every chart on the planet said, kick the field goal, go up 11. You can call it brass, or you can call it the ultimate compliment. What he did was he shoved that rock into CJ's gut, not Todd Gurley's. He gave it to the 5'8" dude pushing a deuce and a half, and CJ got that job done again. So, clown this guy if you want to, but nobody is asking him to put on joggers and go 26.2. They're asking him to hit it between the tackles, move the chains, and keep the ball out of Drew Brees' hands. Dude's already done that, like an absolute boss. And if LA is going to go into the Saints' house, if they're going to go into that house and win the George Halas Trophy, it's going to be because CJ is out front throwing haymakers. What I'm saying is, fat back coming. And Nola, better watch the hell out. Y'all are clowning the wrong dude. You're clowning the wrong dude. You're disrespecting the wrong dude. Because believe me, the Saints are showing this guy respect. That was such a great addition by Les Snead. And Sean McVay has used him perfectly. I'll say it again. Fat back coming.
Says he's fat.
Fat back coming.
And it's slow.
I want to leave this Friday show with that. Because I don't want you to get this twisted. I don't want you misrepresenting or disrespecting this guy. They're not here without him. And if they get out of that place, it's going to be in large part because of him. Love that matchup. In terms of breaking it down and who I'm going to pick, I've gone back and forth on it all week long, honestly. At this point, going into championship weekend for the NFC championship game, the AFC championship game, I can literally make an argument for any of the four teams and feel good about that pick. If you were to say to me, you can't have that team, you have to take that team, I'd feel good about it. I could take the Rams and feel good about that. I could take the Saints and make a really good argument for that, obviously. I could take the Chiefs at home and feel good about that. I could argue for the Pats on the road and feel good about that. I could pick any of those four teams and feel good about that. I've gone back and forth on both games. Where do you come out? Who do you like and why? He's Batman, Alvin. Pay attention. Head on a swivel.
I'm Batman.
This email reads, Dear Jim, CJ Anderson, more like CJ Sandwichson. Signed, CJ Anderson. Yeah, it kind of makes it different, right, when he's saying it himself. It's kind of different when he says it himself. When he says, look, I'm not in ideal shape. I am overweight. I am the fat back. Like I said, nobody's asking that fat back to go 26-2. They're asking him to pound it between the tackles, move the chains, and he's doing it. This email reads, Leave CJ Anderson alone. You're lucky he even parfaits for you custards.
You're lucky she even performed for you bastards. Leave Benny alone.
Let's try that one more time. You inverted it. Steve, go ahead, Albie.
You're lucky he even parfaits for you custards.
Leave CJ alone. You see, Steve, I take your crap and I make it presentable. Worst CJ Anderson celebrating a touchdown by trying to trade a kid the football for his nachos. He's laughing with you. Hey, Rome. We first started supporting larger lingerie models, and now we're 100% behind our fat running back to run the hell over the Saints. Keep eating, CJ. We love you the way you are. Signed, SoCal. John in Huntington Beach wore C.J. Anderson diving into the stands after a TD, only to come out with a fan's hot dog in his mouth. Keep it up. Keep it up. If he drops 125 yards on the Saints, they're going to win that game. And then we're going to hear it all the way up into the Super Bowl. All right, so additionally, you have that matchup, and there are other parts of that matchup I want to get into, namely Marcus Peters. Remember what the Saints did to him. He got torched when they played in the regular season. Difference is, they did not have CJ, and they did not have Aqib Talib, and now they do. So now Peters has some help, but Peters is still talking, which is good, which is good. KC and the Pats. How do you like that one? How do you see that one going? Can the Patriots get caught up in a shootout and win that game? Can the Chiefs stop the run? They have not been able to. Can they stop the run? And if they can't stop the run, can they win that game? Because you know Sony Michel is going to pound the ball out. But then again, there's something different about the Chiefs, right? That something different is Patrick Mahomes. That something different is they got the monkey off their back. They already won a game. They've got the championship game. They've got it in their house. They're favored. Yeah, and we know how the Pats feel about being dogs. That lame, tired, whack rap Tom Brady going on about, everybody thinks we suck. We can't beat anybody. You know what that reminds me of? You ever hear athletes back in the day, and even to this day, that if a questioner says, people will say, and every once in a while, an athlete will check you hard with, who are these people? What do you mean? Who? Who's saying that? Well, that's what I'm saying about Tom Brady. Brady's saying, everybody says we suck.
You know, everyone thinks we suck.
Who, Tom? Who? Who is saying that? Who says you suck? Who says you can't beat anybody? Who? But they're getting a lot of mileage out of that. I want to talk some college football today. Nick Saban. Nick Saban is not having a good week. Nick Saban's not having a good month. Nick Saban's not having a good 2019. Nick Saban literally lost track of one of his coordinators. Like, a coordinator left and quit and he didn't know. Everybody knew except Nick Saban. The rest of the staff knew, but Saban didn't. So I want to get into the Nick-tator. Adam Gase v. The Internet. My man, you better coach them the hell up. You better win fast. Because what this guy's saying is only putting a bigger and bigger bullseye on his back. So I've got that too. Little update on my EP, Adam Hawk. Apparently, Hawk is minutes away from being a father for the second time. This guy can leave it any second. And I need to get an update on that, too. Devin Bush, next hour. Freddie Kitchens, coming in the jungle, next hour for the first time. Bruce Feldman coming up in hour number three. Phone lines are open. Chiefs fans, I especially want to hear from you. How you feeling about this? Do you have that same feeling of dread, or is that all gone? Now that you've won a playoff game, and now that you have Patrick Mahomes, are you no longer fretting and stressing and sweating everything? Clones, Peloton is a game-changing indoor cycling bike. You know that. It brings the energy of live studio classes right into your home anytime you want, winter or summer, rain or shine. With the Peloton bike, it's always the perfect weather to sweat. Get that workout in. And with up to 14 live rides every single day and over 10,000 more on demand, nothing will ever get between you and your workout. Peloton features live cycling classes, which stream right into your home every day. It features real-time motivation from world-class instructors, the best of the best. So whether it's a monthly challenge to meet your goals, a training program for your next race, or setting a new personal best, the Peloton bike is going to make you want to show up and keep climbing that leaderboard year-round. On average, Peloton members are riding their bikes more and more every year and crushing their PRs, their personal records along the way. Learn more about the Peloton bike. Go to onepeloton.com, onepeloton.com. Visit your local showroom. I was in mine the other day. It is nice, really nice. Go to onepeloton.com or check out a local showroom. Do it today.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
We're talking America's team next hour because America's coach is joining us. Freddie Kitchens. Look for that next hour. But right now, looky here. Look what the cat dragged in. My man. Two-time Super Bowl champ. 14-year NFL vet. The co-host of the RPO podcast. Trevor Price lobbing me a telephone call. Trev, what's going on?
What's going on, Jim? You know, every day I go on Twitter and everybody's like, when are y'all going to do more of these? That's my best part of my week. I was like, mine too. Talk to Jim.
That's it, man. I see the same thing, and I get hit with the same thing. So I'm glad I can run you down, Trevor. Listen, there's no way we go into championship weekend without checking in with you. And I'll tell you what I miss. They're saying they miss hearing you. What I miss most of all is Trevor Price story time. Man, give me something, Trevor, about either game. Give me a story. In fact, preferably give me something about the Pats and Chiefs.
All right. Here's the absolute craziest thing I've heard all week. Talking about championship games, that the cold is coming and it's going to be cold and people are not supposed to be at the stadium and they're not going to cheer and the Chiefs fans are going to take a step back, as loud as that place is. I'm telling you, Jim, I played in the AFC West. There is no further a lie than that. Trevor Price story time. It is 2004. I'm one of the best defensive players in the NFL. We go to play the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know what the precursor to El Nino was, but that thing hit Kansas City like a ton of bricks. I have never felt cold. I went to the University of Michigan for 2 years. I have never felt cold to the point you got hot. That's how extreme the weather was. So we felt that as we went from the airport to the bus, the 15-feet walker to the bus, and everybody's in the bus looking around like, how are we going to play football in this? We get to Kansas City. We go into the stadium. In our locker room, there are no heaters. There is no heat in the locker room.
Wow.
How do you get dressed when it's minus 45 degrees in a locker room under the stadium? Okay, so I thought, hey, all right, we'll figure it out. We didn't warm up, Jim. I don't remember going outside. What happened was, okay, guys, we're going to warm up. And I was like, I'm not going out there. I'm just going to go play. I'll figure it out the best I can. We finally go outside, Jim. The entire ground is frozen, which is fine. You expect that. But the weather the night before told the entire city of Kansas City, do not go outside. It said, this is dangerous for your health. And I remember the weather lady was like, I'm not playing around with you. Do not go outside. You will die. Jim, there was not an empty seat in the stadium.
It's incredible. Trevor, what a great story. And I know exactly where you're going with this, because one of the wraps is the home field advantage to a certain extent is negated by the weather because it tamps down the crowd. So you tell me, if the weather person was on the air the night before saying, I'm not playing now, do not go outside, and there was not an empty seat in that stadium, what was the vibe like? How hostile was that environment? Did that crowd seem any less than what they normally would be?
So let me skip the two parts. So let me skip ahead. So I go to play for the Ravens in 2007, and we're going to go play the Chiefs in Arrowhead. And all the young guys have never been there. And I was like, look, Kansas City's crazy, and you're going to know it's loud when they sing the national anthem, and they say the home of the Braves, and the entire crowd yells Chiefs. And I was like, this is going to be nuts. We went to play them, and it really didn't happen because we were the Ravens and not the AFC West. Jim, it was minus 45 degrees, and when it said – the home of the Chiefs, it sounded like a jumbo jet landed in the middle of the field. I was like, we're in a lot of trouble. I've never been intimidated in my life. That was the day I got scared. Because we had to go out there and play football on a frozen field. And I mean the frozen tundra, and you don't want to talk about all the football stuff. No. This was, I'm tackling by taking my guy, the running back, and trying to lay him down softly on the ground because I'm not touching the ground. I played the entire 60 minutes of a football game. I had no dirt on my uniform. Nobody showered. It was the most intense thing I've ever been through in my life. And I just remember pieces of it. I remember every game I've played in some respect. I just remember how cold it was. That's it. They're going to show up in droves, and the Kansas City Chiefs are going to drag the Patriots through the mud.
Trevor Price, story time. Now, the good thing is, it's not going to be as cold as they thought. It might be in the teens. It might be in the 20s. Trevor, break it down. Who do you like in that game and why?
Chiefs all day, just because the home field advantage is going to be so extreme. And at the 20s is like a beautiful day in northern Florida. That's like Destin Beach to these people. I'm telling you, it is going to be a scene. It's going to be like being at a Beatles concert in 1962, whenever it is. It's going to be something else. And the team will drive energy from that. And it's hard playing in that environment as a visiting team, just because the energy in the stadium is so lopsided and it's so loud, and they do not stop screaming until you have left the parking lot and the bus. And you still hear it from the stadium, like, there's people still in the stadium? Yes, there are. I think the Chiefs won them over. And I'm not even talking about the football stuff. The football stuff, the Chiefs are a younger, faster team. Patriots deal well with fast teams. They dealt with Atlanta in the Super Bowl in the last half of the game. But as far as what's going to happen in the stadium and what the atmosphere is going to be like, even if the Patriots go out and score 14-0, the crowd is not going to stop, and they will get worse. It's going to be a thing.
Chiefs fans.
I think the Patriots take an L.
Chiefs fans. All right, so quote, the Patriots take an L. Chiefs fans, that is extremely high praise by a guy who won two rings, played 14 years in the NFL, and played games there. Trevor, that is literally one of my favorite stories that you have told to me, but I think my favorite part of that story was you got through the entire story without burping once like you did on our podcast. Remember?
You know, play or some, perfect. You know, safe things, but at least the Texans let Deshaun. Ooh, excuse me. You got to do that again.
Or at least never do that ever again.
That's the best.
That is the best. That happened on the podcast. Oh, man.
You heard it. You smelled it. I was like, oh, my, what did I eat?
Yeah, no, dude, I heard it, but I didn't smell it. Right?
No, you don't want no parts of that.
No, I want no part of that. Clones, you want to find Trevor on Twitter and thank him for a Trevor Price story time. Big man, I miss you. Great to have you back. Have a great weekend, and I appreciate the story.
Absolutely, man.
Talk soon, brother. Trevor Price. He goes, you only heard it, but you didn't smell it. What did I eat? In case you missed that, Alvin, one more time, re-rack that. That was during our podcast. He's going on, telling a story, and just let loose a burp right in the middle of the story and rolled right through it.
You know, play some, you know, safe things, but at least the Texans let Deshaun. Ooh, excuse me. You got to do that again.
Or at least never do that ever again. My man. You know, that remember that reminded me of the time. Wow, Trevor, not even an excuse me? Not even a pardon me? I mean, what's next? All right, Trevor Price story time. That is amazingly high praise. Now, again, the weather is going up. It's not going to be as cold as was previously projected, but it's still going to be cold. And he said, I've never been intimidated in my life except at Arrowhead. And that the field was so cold that I played the entire game without getting dirty. There was no need to take a shower because I was not going to lay the opponent or myself down on that field. All right, good insight. Chiefs fans, it's got to pump you up. How are you feeling about your chances? Do you like the matchup? Is it your time? It's your first championship game ever at Arrowhead. You're 60 minutes away. 1-800-636-8686. More thoughts on that game. More thoughts on the NFC Championship game. An update on Bama. Nick Saban. I mean, there's been a lot of turnover on his staff. But when he loses a guy, he normally knows that he lost a guy. He lost a coordinator and didn't even know it. It's an incredible look for the Nicktator. All that's still ahead. Devin Bush, top of the hour. Freddie Kitchens, next hour. Man, get on the phone right now. What are you waiting on exactly? 1-800-636-8686. Here is your bottom of the hour sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Trevor Price story time. Lots of reaction to Trevor Price coming in. And I'll have it for you momentarily. Quick reminder, Friday is an ATP day, Ask the Pros. And it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to cbssportsradio.com/AskThePros. Ask me a question. Listen later on. I will answer one of them. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So Trevor came in, and he didn't waffle now. He didn't say, you know, it's a coin flip. He didn't say, I could go either way. He said, Chiefs all day long. He was adamant. He didn't blink. He didn't flinch. He said the Chiefs over the Pats. Chiefs fan is not happy to hear that necessarily. Rome, as a Chiefs fan, I find it terrifying that Price is picking the Chiefs. TJ in KS. Man, it goes to show how hard it is to pick NFL games. He played in the NFL 14 years. He won two Super Bowls. And when we started the RPO podcast, he started off on a heater. He was killing it. Could not get a pick wrong. And then he couldn't get one right. He went like 0-for-7 at one point before he bounced back and finished the season over 500. So do what you want with his pick. But he said it. Chiefs all day long. This says, Rome, wait. Trevor predicts it will be really cold. Okay, sunny and 60, right? Jim in Green Bay. And one silly blonde girl tweets, Trevor Price is picking the Chiefs. Might as well give the AFC trophy to the Pats. Even the lady clones are killing Trev.
War lady clones.
Drew in West LA is in. Drew tweets, Trevor Price's stories make a lot of sense. Signed, James Joyce. Dan in Denver tweets, Price burped in an interview? Weak. Signed, Jim Tomsula farting in a press conference.
Quarterbacks losing their confidence after things.
Nothing but respect for them.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks losing their confidence after things.
You know, I can neither confirm nor deny that that's flatulence. How do we know? How do we know? Were you there? Were you there? And how do you know?
Good quarterbacks losing their confidence.
Let me see. One more time, Alvin. Go ahead.
Quarterbacks losing their confidence after things.
Nothing but respect for them.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks losing their confidence after things.
I don't know, but I'm going to say yes, that was. Hey, Alvin, how far behind can your flatulence alarm be? Or your celebratory excellence in flatulence announcement.
How's that?
Should grow the hell up, all of you. Only Dan in Denver would have done that. All right, let's try a phone call right here. I mentioned open phones in hour number one because the second hour is going to be busy with back-to-back interviews. Let's go to Little Rock, Arkansas. This guy is a stoner. He bakes. Nooch in Little Rock. Hey, Nooch, what's up? How are you?
Oh, Romy, I'm pretty good, man. First, I'd like to say way to go, Dan in Denver. Love your highbrow comedy. Way to set the bar there, guy. Okay, now real quick, the anticipation for this NFC game, Romy, man, it's higher than me whenever I call your podcast. Tension is thicker than the clouds that permanently reside in my living room. Because tonight's going to be a bigger battle for dominance than whatever the hell's going on between Adam Gase's left and right eyes. Rams fans' prayers are pretty much answered this year, Rome. I mean, they've had a hell of a run. But this weekend, the only reply they're going to get from the football gods is new phone. Who dis? Hashtag who dat? I don't really want to hear anything about Sean McBag's weapons this year, Romy, because I can tell you exactly where Ram Honk can ram it. Because Sean Payton is going to respond to any of these pea shooters with an arsenal. I personally expect nothing less than an all-out war and every one of these Rams fools going home in a body bag. Hey, war Michael Franzese on the wood scopes tonight. War jungle beef running deeper than the trenches on the back of C.J. Anderson's neck fat. Who that? Who that? Who that said they're going to beat them Saints?
Go ahead and rack that stoner. All right, so Nooch, I've got a couple of thoughts on that. You know, some of you call and call and call and call and never get any better. In fact, some of you call and call and call and call and actually get worse. Nooch is the rare caller that is improving, like he's polishing his game. He's getting better. Did he just say that Michael Franzese is going on the Woodscopes? Ooh, that is great. That is really funny to me. My man, if I intimidated you, what the hell are you going to do when Michael Franzese calls you? Michael Franzese, and I'll say it again for the record, in my entire career, he is one of the most compelling figures that I have ever spoken to. One of the most compelling figures I've ever had on the radio or on TV. He's been on my TV shows. He's been on this show. He did an amazing podcast. Alvin, do you have any sound at all? I want to give you a preview. Like, Woodscopes is dealing with Mike Franzese. This should be really interesting.
Let me tell you,
hold on. Credit to the Woodscopes that he has delivered and developed a show worthy enough to pull a guest like that on a Friday night. Mike Franzese is a former mob boss. He was one of the highest earning mob bosses in the history of the world. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars every single week. Michael Franzese came up with a federal excise tax scam that was unbelievable, that made crazy amounts of money. And he went away. He cut this amazing deal with the feds and was incarcerated for, I think, 7 years and then got out and has kind of remade himself, reconfigured his life. He lives out here on the West Coast. I mean, I've never, ever in my life spoken to anybody like him. And the Woodscopes is going to have this guy on. This guy.
Let me tell you, you're in that game, you owe money to a bookmaker, you're going to pay one way or the other. You're going to pay. And I explain that to them. You're not going to get away with it. Let me tell you something. There's no sympathy. We don't care about your career. We don't care if you ever make it to the pros. If you're in the pros, we don't care if you play your next game. You're going to pay one way or the other. And that's it.
He was talking about athletes that the mob would get to and compromise. And if you owed them money... It's Ep 14 on the Jim Rome podcast. It's one of my favorites. You want to go find that if you want to get ready for the Woodscopes tonight. He was talking about that when we get to guys and they owe us money, we don't care who you are. We don't want a picture with you. We don't want your autograph. We're not into your celebrity. This is business. And you will pay us. You will pay us or something's going to happen to you. And he said that not as a way to kind of puff up or any kind of bravado. He's just very matter of fact. Very matter of fact. So that's an amazing get. I'll tell you what, Wood, other than me That might be my favorite guest of yours ever. Michael Franzese. How did you ever pull that off? But then again, you know what Woodscopes is good at? He probably just shows the guest list. He's had a lot of good people on that program. And when we talk about the Woodscopes, what the Woodscopes is, it's a show about the show. 12 Wood does a show about this show every Friday night or every other Friday night, and he gets people who have a connection to this show, including Michael Franzese. Good for you. Don't jack that up, bro. If I were you, I'd have that brown paper bag close by. You're going to need to breathe into it. Michael Franzese ain't playing. 1-800-636-8686. Finally, Chiefs fans coming in. I've been waiting for this all week long. Let's go to Kansas City. Jim in KC. Good to have you, Jim. How are you?
I am great, Mr. Rome. How are you?
Man, I'm so good. How you feel about this weekend?
Thanks for it's going to be incredible. I'm going to calm down. Mr. Price, he's a genius. Even though he's a donkey, sorry, he's a genius. And it's going to be two jumbo jets in that stadium on Sunday. All right. This town is on 11. It's going to be crazy. Tom Brady's last game. He can go home and make out with his kids forever. It's done. Arrowhead's going to be rocking.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
There's a lot of things that you can be critical of TB12 for, and there's a lot of things you want to give this guy credit for. Nowhere in any of this, though, can you say he makes out with his kids. I mean, dude, you're all hyped up. You can barely breathe. You're hyperventilating. You call Trevor Price a donkey because he played for the Broncos, but he also played for the Ravens. I mean, even if you were to say that Belichick made out with his daughter, I might allow that for 1 second because you got to admit that. I want to say that he lingered for maybe a second. I don't know. I'm not going to go there either. But you can't say Tom Brady makes out with his kids. I mean, that's not funny. That's not cool. But I understand, Casey, you're hyped. You said the town is on 11. Trevor Price is a genius. It's going to sound like two jumbo jets. I did love hearing that. A former NFLer saying what it's like to be on that field during the national anthem. He said, I'm telling you, it sounded like a jumbo jet roared right over the field. Let's try another one, Chiefs fan. Did not go well for him. Let's go this time to Greg in Kansas City. My man, tell me you can get through the entire phone call without saying something like that or getting broken off. What's up?
Nowhere in any of this, so can you say you've
out? Yo, Greg, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Jim?
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
KC, 0-2. Man, I do not want to discourage you from calling, Chiefs fans. Man, I want you. This show needs you. This show wants you today. But turn the radio down and listen to me through the phone. There is a 7-second delay. There has been for like 7,000 years. There's a reason why it's there. If you're on hold, am I still telling this to people? If you're on hold, turn your radio down, listen to me through your phone. And if you're on hold, unless your name is Parody Larry or Josh in Detroit, there's a good chance I'm going to come right to you. So I know that's why you're listening on the radio. I don't know when he's coming to me. Yeah, maybe in 30 seconds. Be ready. KC, 0-4-2. Chiefs fans, act like you've been here before. Man, that's disappointing. I'm trying to get you in here. I want your thoughts. Trevor Price came in. He hyped you all up. He picked your team. He talked about what it's like to play there. He talked about what it's like to be an opponent in the cold when it matters. Get in here, man. Get yourselves together. I hope your team has a lot more poise than you're showing. All right, so you've got some time to think about that because when we come back, Devin Bush joins us. Then Freddie Kitchens, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. You're in the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. Chiefs fans, step it up. Get it together. It's the biggest game of your lives coming up Sunday. Let's get ready for it. Stay tuned.